The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to welcome you to this prophetic update, or this prophetic viewpoint, rather, and also all of our podcast audience that will be listening to this on the rebroadcast of this. We welcome you as well. So today, guys, let's get after this thing. I want to talk about more precursors to the coming beast system. Again, more precursors to the coming beast system. We just, like you see here on your screen right here, if you guys are watching this by Facebook or by YouTube, COVID-19 passports, vaccinations, this is all going to be very prominent. We're going to hear more and more about this. There was one particular article that came out from Israel National News, or Arutz Sheva, I believe it's the name of the affiliate there out of Israel. And you could see that right there on your screen. This was an actual report that we shared this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But look at this headline: Israel to begin reopening for the vaccinated. Look at this little, I want to read this little excerpt here. There will not be more lockdowns. Malls, gyms, museums, swimming pools, hotels, cultural and sporting events to be open to the vaccinated. In other words, life will return to normal in Israel, but only for those who are vaccinated. Israel's coronavirus cabinet voted on Sunday evening to expand the reopening of the Israeli economy and remove additional restrictions on public activity starting next week. The decision is aimed primarily at people who have received the coronavirus vaccine, while the unvaccinated will continue to be barred from a number of venues. I want to read that again. The decision from the cabinet in Israel voted primarily that people who have received the vaccine will continue to live life as normal. However, those who refuse the vaccine will be barred from a number of venues, while street shops and houses of worship will be open to all, regardless of their vaccination status. Limits on the number of people permitted to gather inside at any one given time will remain. Other venues, however, will reopen only for people who valid vaccination certificates, including hotels with dining rooms, museums, gyms, malls, and shopping centers, swimming pools, and sporting and cultural events. So if you want to enjoy any of those, then in Israel, and don't think that this is not coming to the United States, okay? It looks to be that you're not going to be able to enjoy the luxury of those events. This is, for example, we had an article that we shared on the website yesterday where that is now being proposed that restaurants will now require some type of proof of vaccination before you can even have the luxury of eating out or sitting in a restaurant. The health ministry is pushing to keep the venues closed until next Tuesday, while Blue and White is demanding that the economy be reopened as quickly as possible, with venues open to the vaccinated starting next Sunday. The precise date of the reopening is expected to be voted on Monday morning. That was today. French minister lauded the move on Sunday by telling Channel 12 that the decision marked the end of the use of lockdowns. Let me say that again. And now let me give you his direct quote here. Quote, and I reread this a while ago, but this is coming from the French minister, Yisrael Katz, I believe that's how you pronounce it. Finance minister. I apologize, not France. Finance minister of Israel. It's 3-7. I can't even read my own typing here, or my own font on what I've got here. Israeli finance minister Yisrael Katz, quote, there will not be any more lockdowns. Businesses will reopen next Sunday and for good. Purim, however, is a specific issue and we'll need to find a solution for it. So again, Israel is reopening to the public, but there will be limitations that will be placed upon those who refuse or that opt out of getting vaccinated. So where is all this leading? That's what we're talking about today. So let me share with you another headline. I want to show you this. Scottsdale Golf Club uses vaccine passport, for employees and tracking COVID history. A new app by Scottsdale-based business tracks your COVID and vaccine status, and a Scottsdale golf club is already using this. After 20 years working at Scottsdale Silverado Golf Club, Mike Elmore thinks it's the best job by par. That was a pun, by the way, that he used there. Quote, "I love it," said Elmore. Quote, "Look at the view. When COVID hit Arizona, vaccination passport confirmed D used a golf club as a pilot. The app shows your COVID test history, antibody status, and vaccine record right on your phone." Quote, "We have businesses at Sky Harbor that already are using this," said Ramsey Kilani, the co-founder of ConfirmD. He went on to say, quote, "We talked to a major airline who is very interested. Soon, employees like Elmore will use the app every day at Silverado." Quote, "It's going to become a passport for their ability to work. And we think eventually that's something that's going to go into the airport and restaurant," said Bill Korn, the director of finance for Scottsdale Silverado Golf Club. All right. So golf club staff, however, have been mixed about their feelings regarding this. They said, quote, "I like that idea, but again, there's still that, well, my info be hacked or seen by other people. ConfirmD has best in class data security and adheres to all medical and personal information privacy standards," said Kilani. Kilani said the app would eventually show other vaccines like the flu shot. In the end, Elmore says, quote, "It makes me feel safer." So again, you can see where all this is leading to. That's what we're talking about today. Where is this accelerating to? Where is this leading to? Why are these precursors? Again, Revelation chapter 13, and I know they've marked Christians as conspiracy theorists. They've marked any of those who believe in the Bible conspiracy theorists. They mark any of those who think that any of this stuff is going to happen as nut jobs and conspiracy theorists, and we're peddling crazy talk. But in Revelation 13, it speaks of a future system that will be put in place where you will have to comply with this system and in order, listen, to buy, sell, or trade. If you don't comply to the system, you will not buy, sell, or trade. So again, why does this sound so far-fetched? And why does this sound like conspiracy theories when this is the blueprints to this? This is forerunning technology, precursing, whatever you want to call this. It is preparing a generation to adhere to this or to accept this kind of technology. In fact, let me pull up this. Look at this headline right here. Let me pull this one up. You gotta read this one right here. Business owners ponder whether to require, I said require, COVID-19 vaccines. This was a headline from a local affiliate out of California. "As more coronavirus vaccine doses become available in the weeks and months ahead, many business owners face a difficult decision whether to require employees to be inoculated. And if they decide yes, they have to be ready for the possibility that some staffers will refuse. One dentist Initially, didn't feel comfortable with requiring his staffers to get the shots because of the many unknowns about the vaccine. But he did extensive research and concluded that the 23 employees at Geller Family Dental should be vaccinated. Quote, turns out most were grateful that as health workers, they could receive the vaccine when it first arrived. However, Geller did have more difficult conversations with a handful of his employees who were, quote, uneasy about getting the shots. Quote, I did my best to ensure to them that this was going to maintain the health and safety of their families. It took a little bit longer for some to make an appointment, but they did. Thankfully, says Geller, quote, whose practice is located in Bronxville, New York, state governments determine who can be vaccinated and when. And in most states, priority has been given to all health workers, first responders, and older individuals. But employees of some businesses, for example, restaurant workers in New York, are eligible. Quote, the general population isn't expected to be vaccinated until the spring at the earliest. So most business owners still must decide what their policy on vaccines will be. Are you hearing me? It's not known how many employers will require their employees to get the vaccine, and many companies likely haven't made a decision. About two-thirds of Americans say they plan on getting vaccinated or already have done so, according to a new poll released by the Associated Press Centers for Public Affairs Research. However, the survey also found that 15% of Americans said they will definitely not get the vaccine, and another 17% say they probably will not. So again, what's going to happen to the employees who, for whatever reason, whether it's religious preferences, whether it's medical preferences, whether it's personal preferences, whatever the case may be, what's going to happen to them? What will be the consequences if they refuse it? Will there be legal action? Will they lose their jobs? I don't know. This is, again, we got to have this conversation because this is where we're going. This is the stepping stones. This is the direction that we're headed. According to the article, employers can require many staffers to be vaccinated under guidelines from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They cannot require inoculations for employees with medical conditions protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act or those who object to vaccinations for religious reasons. The ADA covers employers, and that's for now, by the way. Will that change? I don't know. The ADA covers employers with 15 or more workers, and some state and municipal laws cover smaller businesses. Owners must find what the law calls a, quote, reasonable accommodation to allow these staffers to keep working. One example during the pandemic would be an assignment that could be done in a space a safe distance from coworkers or customers. Employers have been contacting attorneys and human resources consultants and asking, what should we do? Quote, we are having some very honest and real conversations with clients to make sure it's the right decision for them, says one consultant with human resource provider Insperity. A frequently asked question is whether an employer can dismiss a staffer who refuses to be vaccinated and who isn't protected by law. So this is in the discussions. This could come knocking at your door, your place of employment, and with your boss. So get ready. Listen to this. I'm going to read this again. A frequently asked question is whether an employer can dismiss a staffer. That's a real politically correct term for terminate or fire a staffer who refuses to get the vaccine and who isn't protected by law. Listen to this. Clean out your ears and listen to what I'm going to tell you, right? According to this article, the short answer is yes. The employer has the latitude under the EEOC to keep the workplace safe, says Jerry Mattman, who is an employment law attorney in Chicago. So did you hear me? So the employer has the right to terminate an employee who refuses to get the vaccination. And listen, guys, for YouTube and Facebook, who's listening to this, I'm not pushing anti-vaccine. I'm not pushing vaccine. I'm not pushing this. I'm not pushing that. I am simply reading an article. So if this is flagged, banned, shadow banned, removed, then to my understanding, it wouldn't make any sense. Because I'm not telling one individual on this broadcast, on YouTube or Facebook, listen, you do what you feel you got to do. I'm simply reporting to you. What I am telling you is that there is coming, based upon the book of Revelation chapter 13 in the Bible, there is coming a future system that will require the entire populace of the world to adhere to a system that will be, the Bible says that whatever this mark, number, and name of the beast is, it will be implanted in the right hand or the forehead. And without you complying to that, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about what we're talking about today, what I just read to you today, what I just revealed to you today is absolute proof to you that we, again, are seeing the precursors. We're seeing the stepping stones leading up to not only this system itself, but conditioning a whole generation, conditioning a generation to comply and to accept this type of system when in the future it is introduced by two individuals called the false prophet and the Antichrist that will come in the last days. So this is, again, very interesting. Listen, guys, please share this message, share this update. Share it on podcast if you're listening by podcast. Share it on Facebook if you're listening by Facebook. Share this on YouTube if you're listening by YouTube. Listen, we want to give you some more information on how you can keep up with our ministry. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find our main website. Again, we are on Telegram. We are on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Gab. And guys, Parler is back up. The app is down. You can't get on app through their app through Android or through Apple, but if you go directly to parlor.com, it's back up and it's online. You can go there. End Time Headlines is there. We're all over the place. So go and find us, bookmark our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. I believe it'll be a great blessing to you. Again, we just created a brand new network for you guys, and it's called Watchman Media Network. This thing is filled with over 10 or 12, or I can't remember exactly how many right now, and it continues to grow. What I believe are modern day watchmen on the wall. Again, I just got to give you a little bit of a forewarning here, and that is that you're going to probably find someone on that network that you may not necessarily agree with. You may not necessarily come eye to eye with. They're going to probably have a different theological view than you, a different theological belief. They may believe in the rapture of the church. They may not believe in the rapture. They may be pre-trib, that somebody else may be mid-trib, or they may be post-trib. But I'm going to tell you, what they all have in common is, though, they are watchmen sounding the alarm and preparing the bride for the coming of the Lord and for the things that we just talked about that we just mentioned here on this broadcast. So this is a great blessing to you. It's free to you, and we want you to be aware that that is out there. Again, if you have not downloaded our free app here on YouTube, if you're watching, you on Facebook, or if you're listening by podcast, go to the Android store right now. Go to the Apple store, whatever device you're on. Type in End Time Headlines, look for our official trademarked logo, download that app, get it into your hands, You're going to find all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective there. You're going to find these updates there because you go all the way to the bottom right there, like you see on your screen, and it says listen or watch. You can listen by podcast or you can watch right there from our YouTube channel and keep up to date with all of our latest headlines and our podcasts and our videos and all that. It's right there for your benefit and for you to have that. Again, as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry has continued to be a continual source of blessing to you, it informs you, it equips you, it encourages you week after week after week, and you would like to sow back into this ministry or partner with us and help support us. Again, everything is free, guys. The messages are free. The updates are free. The network's free. The app is free. The subscription base is free. Everything is absolutely free. All we ask you to do is be obedient to the Holy Spirit, what he asks you to do, to help us, to partner with us, and continue to help us remain strong. There's many ways you can do that right there on the screen. If you're watching by Facebook or YouTube, you can go to, or if you're listening by podcast, you can go to the app, click on the, all the way to the very bottom to the right. There's a little heart there. It says donate. Click on that. And it's going to take you to an electronic page. You can give there electronically by credit card or by PayPal. If you wish to give by check or money order, I call it the old school method. Nothing wrong with that. You can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, guys, we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your generous partnership and support of our ministry. Again, without you guys, without your support and your prayers, we would not be able to continue to do what we're doing on a continual basis. We're going to sign off for today. We're going to take off tomorrow so we can prepare something for you guys on Wednesday. I've probably more than likely got a devotional message on Wednesday. We probably got another prophetic update on Thursday. And then we're going to try, we're going to push this to get this happen on Friday. We're going to come back and do a prayer segment. This is a live prayer segment. And now what's cool about this is now we can get Facebook involved and all of our YouTube subscribers as well, that it will come on here live and participate in these prayer segments. So we're excited about this. Again, we're moving forward and doing the work that God has called us to do here at End Time Headlines. And again, we appreciate you guys being on board with us and being there a part of this through your prayers and your generous support. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.